This is the 12 Songs of Christmas. I'm Alex Rawls, and this is my podcast about Christmas music. Today is part two of my dig into the story of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Last week, I told the story of how it was written, who performed it first, and how it ended up in the hands of entertainer Eddie Cantor, who popularized the song. One thing that's important to remember when thinking about Santa Claus is Coming to Town and the early Christmas songs of the 1930s is that there was no appreciable Christmas music market like there is today. One of the first Christmas recordings, if not the first, was a version of Jingle Bells recorded on a wax cylinder in 1898 by the Edison Male Quartet. In 1934, when Harry Reaser and Eddie Cantor performed their versions of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Christmas music was still basically a novelty. Bing Crosby's White Christmas effectively opened the Christmas music marketplace, but it was still 8 years away. White Christmas writer Irving Berlin wrote his first Christmas song in 1912, but Christmas time seems years and years away. Didn't hit. Nor did 1916's Santa Claus, a syncopated Christmas song. It's a hint of how little Berlin had invested in the latter song that he never published it as sheet music and gave it to the New York World newspaper to run in their Christmas Eve edition. Today, it's common for artists to cover all the bases on Christmas albums and include at least a few faith-based songs in addition to secular celebrations. But that wasn't always acceptable. Bing Crosby's label owner, Jack Capp, wanted Bing to cut versions of Adeste Fideles and Silent Night in 1936. But the Catholic Crosby was concerned it might be taken as blasphemous for a Christmas song to be sung in the pop music marketplace. It wasn't until Capp agreed to donate the profits from the song to the American missions in China that Crosby finally cut it.
Adeste Fideles, Laeti Triumphantes, Venite, Venite, in Bethlehem.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town didn't have that problem, and it proved inviting. In 2016, ASCAP named it the most played song of the last 50 years. But Santa Claus is Coming to Town proved hard to transform. Typical is the version featured on 1963's The Beach Boys' Christmas album. It's fine, but singer Mike Love clearly didn't connect to a song addressed to children, and the orchestration sounds off the rack. The result sounds slightly detached, a C-plus effort at best. Though maybe it would earn a higher grade if it wasn't on the same album as Little Saint Nick, The Man with All the Toys, and Merry Christmas Baby, all of which give listeners Christmas music that genuinely represents the Beach Boys.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better.
Still, some artists found ways to print more of themselves onto the song. Memphis R&B instrumental band Booker T and the MG succeeded by converting it to a relaxed, soulful stroll. And freeing the song from its lyrics seemed to help others as well. Jazz organist Jimmy Smith performed it with his signature bubbling energy and rambunctious imagination. Mexican composer Esquivel arranged a space-age version with improbable textures zinging through the soundscape. If there's a defining version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, it came from producer Phil Spector and the Crystals. In 1963, the producer, nicknamed the first tycoon of teen by the press, surprised those around him when he decided to record A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector. He had hit singles, but hit albums eluded him. So some in his circle speculated that he believed if he recorded a Christmas album, it would top Billboard's newly created Holiday Album Chart. That's not the take of his wife at the time, Annette. She said in an interview, quote, "He thought Christmas music was good music. He respected it. God knows why these things came into his head, but if a song was good, Phil had creative input with it." In a 2013 interview, Spector confirmed, "I wanted to make masterpiece songs and prove a point that Christmas music was great music. I completely changed almost the entire song, especially the bridge, because I wanted it to copy To Do Ron Ron," Spector said. He reimagined the song for a new target audience, aiming not at children or parents, but teenagers. Teenage love is central to his version, and in the preamble about visiting Santa Claus, singer Lala Brooks inserts the name Jimmy to make it clear to whom she's singing. Naughty, as the Crystals sing it, is more about cheating than coloring on the walls, and nice means being true to your love, not eating your peas. Writer Mark Grabowski describes a Christmas gift from Phil Spector as, quote, "a hipster's way of appreciating the seasonal standards that had become stale and depressing for a burgeoning generation of young adults."
Jimmy, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend the holiday. I called on old dear Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. Now Santa is a busy man. He has no time to play. He's got millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You better write your letter now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready his reindeers and his sleigh. You better watch out. You better not cry.
The Crystals' version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town changed the song in one indelible way. The Crystals sing, "You better not pout, I'm telling you why." But instead of immediately explaining why, as so many singers did in the past, they pause for a fill by drummer Hal Blaine that leaves you hanging. Then they and Spector's famed Wall of Sound surge together in a celebration to announce that Santa Claus is coming to town. That drum fill has become canonical. The Jackson 5 used it. Bruce Springsteen used it. Most contemporary rock and roll adjacent versions incorporate that drum fill, pause, and surge. Critic Jack Hamilton wrote in The Atlantic, "The Crystals' Santa Claus is Coming to Town features a Hal Blaine drum part that would make John Bonham blush, exploding a novelty song into a rock and roll classic." Today, the best-known version is likely Bruce Springsteen's, which is the highest-ranked version of the song on Billboard's Top 100 Christmas Songs of All Time, where it reached number 35.
"And you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming.
His version has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America for selling more than 2 million units. But it doesn't exist without the Crystals. In 1975, when he recorded it, Springsteen's set list included covers of 1960s pop and R&B that influenced him, which both showed fans where his music came from and signaled that he was a fan of the music, just like his fans were. Singing his version of the Crystals' Santa Claus is Coming to Town touched both of those bases while celebrating the holiday at the same time. Springsteen didn't have enough instruments to create a true wall of sound, but by adding instruments slowly to the mix, he could fake it, particularly with the drum fill that created the moment when his E Street Band could slam into Santa the same way that Spector's band did, with a blare that sounded bigger than his seven-piece band should have been able to. Santa Claus is Coming to Town started life as an orphan, a famous Christmas song with no singer indelibly attached to it. Now, it has many foster parents, some of whom did little more than keep the song alive, and a few helped it thrive. The song's anonymous start would seem limiting, but it also meant that there was no signature version to cast a long shadow over subsequent versions. It made it possible for anyone with the artistic daring to put their own stamp on it. Santa Claus is Coming to Town has lived through wars, cultural upheavals, and changes in music, and the song retained its fundamental appeal to children while gaining the ability to reach older audiences each Christmas season. If you have favorite versions of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, let me know. You can find me on Facebook at 12 Songs of Christmas or write me at alex@myspiltmilk.com. We'll wrap up with one more version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Earlier, I mentioned the version by Booker T and the MGs, which is on their excellent 1966 Christmas album, In the Christmas Spirit. We'll finish with that. Talk to you next week.